Per Yerushalmi, corresponding to Zvachim Bavli, Daf Yud Aleph. We begin in Per Yerushalmi on Daf Hey Amud Beis, at the first Mishnah on the page, Ein Pichsin. Ein Pichsin Lepeah Meshishim, Afapisha Omu, Ein Lepeah Shir, Hakolafi Goydil Hasodeh, Ulefi Aanim, Ulefi Aanova. The Mishnah says one should not leave less than 1/60th of Peah, and even though they said that there's no minimum amount for Peah, everything is according to the size of the field, the poor, and the abundance of the crop. And some explain this phrase according to his humility, and Rambam translated as according to the response means the growth of the field. And the Gemara says, Tani ein oimim loy ave gemalim v'taon. The Gemara says, the Bai said, we don't tell the poor man to go and bring camels and load them up with peah. Masnisin b'yesem mikashir, aval b'kashir oimim loy ave gemalim v'taon, sadeu merubah v'aniyim mu'atim, nitin lefi sadeu, sadeu mu'atim v'aniyim merubim, noisin lefi ha'aniyim. The vice is referring to giving more than the minimum, but as for the minimum, we do tell him to go and bring camels. If his field yields a large crop, but there are a few poor people, he must give according to his field. If his field was small, but his workers and the poor were many, he must give according to the poor. Rabbi Shimon Dorash Shnei Dvarim Lekuloi Shalbalabayis Sadei Merubim V'Aniyim Mu'atim Noisin Lefi Ha'Aniyim Sadei Mu'atim V'Aniyim Merubim Noisin Lefi Sadeu. Rav Shimon expounded two laws that were to the benefit of the landowner. If the field is large and there are few poor people, he gives according to the poor. If the field is small and the poor are many, he gives according to his field. However, the Amishnah says that everything is according to the size of the field, the poor, and the abundance of the crop.